While Unalaskans may be resigned, prey for eagle attacks, advances in technology have introduced a less prepared victim, drones. KUCB's Barrett Wilver has more on the most recent casualty.
Before sending a $6,000 drone to record aerial footage in Unalaska, Emmett Fitch warned the pilot he might want to reconsider one thing.
It's black with a white body. I said, that looks a lot like an eagle. We should maybe paint it a different color.
Fitch, who runs local Wi-Fi provider Optimera, was helping an advertising agency shoot promotional footage. The Robertson and Partners team flew up from Las Vegas to film on a bluebird day. But things did not go as planned.
All of a sudden, they just lost comms with the drone. What's going on, you know? And so he's frantically hitting the button that says, you know, return home, return home.
The team was worried. The pilot wanted to prove he wasn't at fault so the drone's insurance coverage would kick in. But none of them were exactly sure what happened.
So he was able to go back and look at the footage in slow motion right towards the end. And it just, you can see it, the yellow part of the eagle talon. And then it's gone.
Fitch says they couldn't believe it. Their footage was gone and their plans were ruined.
After it happened, it was kind of like we all lost a member of the team.
While eagle-drone interactions are unusual, they're not unheard of. Police in France and the Netherlands have trained the raptors to snatch drones from the sky. Unalaska gets that service for free. And this time, it's paying local dues. With their machine out of commission, a local drone pilot says the company turned to him for footage instead. As for the future of drones in Unalaska, Emmett Fitch feels there is a clear solution.
They should be made, you know, to look different than birds of prey.
In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.